All right. Welcome to the Dead Drift. I'm Shannon, and you may know me from Texas Flycaster website or from the YouTube channel Texas Flycaster, a channel I started in 2007. You may not know me at all. Probably lucky. No matter how you know or found me, welcome to the Dead Drift. Currently, this is a freestanding, universally downloadable audio broadcast. Or just click the player in the post and listen from there. Thanks for listening, guys. Let's get it on. Hey out there, my name is Shannon, and welcome to what was my bleeding edge in 2007. I originally started the Texas Flycaster journey with a coined phrase, quote-unquote, Texas Fly Podcast, way back then in 2007, and anticipated hordes of listeners to gravitate to my charm, wit, and fly fishing stories. You know me, I'm a fly fisherman. And it kind of absorbed me, soaked me in. But in came video in 2007 or 8, I guess, and it killed my radio star dead as a doornail. I don't know how many podcasters there were when I started in 2007, but I'm guessing there's about, 100 million more of them now. The format has gotten really popular, and I'm kind of gravitating back towards it. We'll see what happens. Meanwhile, my YouTube channel, Texas Flycaster, go there, watch videos, meandered along at this time, and all this time, it's been meandering for a while now, and I've got a measly 2,500 subscribers, which I'm appreciative of every one. They're not measly, they're wonderful people who participate and comment and help out on those videos. Of course, I didn't have any celebrity or endorsements backing up the YouTube channel, but I do have some that actually provide equipment and things like that at a discounted rate. And since I'm based in North Central Texas, it's a long way from the gravitational center in Austin, Texas. Of course, I was ahead of the times with both podcasting and the YouTube channel, but I realize I will never have dreadlocks and I will never be music royalty. But don't thank me yet. I'm trying really hard to grow my dreads out. No, not really. I'm just kidding. But anyway, it's strange to come full circle in a medium, podcasting, that I tried to launch almost 15 years ago unsuccessfully. But then a lot has happened to technology in the last 15 years. And to the time people have to spend commuting, all you guys are commuting, more than ever. It's become more and more of a commute as Texas infrastructure, highways has gotten so bad. As you guys run around in your shiny metal boxes and maybe you're plugged into your your wireless earbuds at work and in your office or your cubicle, you might be listening to me while working away wherever you are. Thank you for listening, guys. We're going to make this an interesting trip. It would be nice to see the Dead Drift take wings and fly, but at this point, I can honestly say I'm fairly comfortable in front of a camera, extremely comfortable pounding out stories on a keyboard that's wearing dreadfully thin now. All this goes against my grain. Really, it does. My intent, a long time ago and to this day, was to be an interviewer, talking to people in the fly fishing world, people in the music world that you guys wanted to hear from. And with a little luck, maybe I will get there. But the vast majority of people I do interview are less interested in talking and a lot more interested in what's in it for them. I hate to disappoint them and you, but there's nothing in this for me or them, except the friendship and the showing and sharing of information and my efforts to spread the love of fly fishing and other topics I hold close to my heart. Nothing more, nothing less. So my expectations of getting what I wanted, an interview show up and running, are lower than low at this point. Some of these podcasts will be short, some long, some with an agenda, and some of them just observational. Yeah, I can meander with the best of them. Guys, this is early morning, and I tell you what, it's easy to meander in the mornings before you turn the TV on, that is. Some of these podcasts will mirror my very popular Monday Morning Sidewalk series. Now, Monday Morning Sidewalk is a column, if you will, like the old style newspaper columns. Once a week on Monday morning, I roll up, get it on, and kind of take a look back at the weekend and forward at the week ahead. So, you know, it is what it is, and it's very popular. Thankfully, one thing that I write does get read on a regular basis. You can go to my Texas Flycaster, www.texasflycaster.com website, and I suggest you do. And if you're on Facebook, I suggest you shut that down as soon as possible, because that is the devil's playground. I keep saying that. Well, the Monday morning column is a really popular column. So go there, subscribe, and you'll be notified whenever there's a story coming out. Mondays, you know, they also kind of take a piece of that column and look forward to whatever's coming in the week ahead. What's in the headlights, so to speak, as I travel around Texas or wherever we go with my lovely wife. And maybe she stays at home and I go by myself. That's usually the case when it's a fly fishing trip. But coming this week to the website are a couple of things you might be interested in. These will be written. Maybe I'll come in with a podcast. I don't know if I'm up for it. There's a report about my meeting last week with a head honcho at Lake Ray Roberts, Texas, Robbie Merritt. Robbie's been in charge there since May, so he's still finding his way through all the problems that I'm interested in, specifically the Denton Trinity River Green Belt that runs from Ray Roberts to Lake Dallas. And if you've read my website, you know that I'm focused on that. Maybe I came a little late to my own activism in the outdoors. This is not just about the river itself, but the problems there are being solved. Here I am deviating. I want to give this story away. The problems there are being solved, but the worst problem is not even being touched, and that is the jammed waterway of the Trinity River, which outflows the banks because of the log jams there and has ruined fishing for the Trinity River from Louisville Lake or Lake Dallas, whatever you want to call it, to the dam at Lake Ray Roberts, which used to be just a blast. And now nobody, I mean, I don't know any fly fishers that we don't go there because we know that the fish are not getting through and up that river during key times of spawn. Also this week, I hit the road and going to Central Texas Green. Oh man, has that place been overrun in the last 15 years? I remember 15 years ago, man, it was a lot more quaint than it is now with the invasion that's happened in Texas and that part of Texas. But I'll be going to the Clay Fest in Green, Texas a week from now, Saturday, and spending the day looking at wonderful pottery from my friends and also other people. It's a Texas Clay Fest. That means clay pottery. If you're not familiar with it, you must attend. Okay, guys, this is it. Thanks for listening to the Dead Drift. I forgot to give the name in the beginning. Golly, I've got a lot of work to do. This is the Dead Drift Podcast. Welcome back to 2007, where it all starts over again. We're going to roll it back to the future. It may not be bleeding edge anymore, but that doesn't mean there won't be any blood loss by me along the way. Tune into the next Dead Drift soon and share this broadcast if you like it. Thanks for listening.